Good morning and welcome to our Palm Sunday, Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we set the intention with Naturally 7 and let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our memories reflect you.
As always, I applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sundays. We consciously come into communion to deepen in our awareness, in our connection with the ground of being, the source of all that is, God in us as us. And this is the start of Holy Week, although I believe personally that yesterday, Saturday, should also be included, because on the Saturday preceding Palm Sunday was the day that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and many, many people believed that truly he was the Messiah. He was the one that had come to save them. And on our Good Friday service, we will do our usual deep dive into what Holy Week means or what Holy Week meant. But later on in our service, we will do a meditation on the various aspects of each day. But on this Palm Sunday, when Jesus enters into Jerusalem, I want us to just kind of hold in our hearts and our minds that picture of this incredible teacher, this most humble of prophets, who entered into Jerusalem riding on a colt, on a donkey, from the east, with his followers running before him, laying palms upon the ground, shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna." And from the opposite direction, we had Pilate entering in from the west with his steed, with all his men and their armors. Two completely contrasting processions. Jesus unarmed, Pilate showing the full might of the Roman Empire with the cavalry and marching soldiers and weapons, trying to display and boast and show off who was in charge. And Jesus humbly entering into the city on a donkey. As we have reflected many times before, the symbology of what that means. The idea that we should sit on our animal nature, those thoughts of our ego that will run riot, and surrender them to allow our Christ nature, our Christ self, to dominate, to be not concerned with the appearances and the things of the world, but to be concerned with the Spirit. This morning, as I was getting ready, I was reminded of the verse that said, "Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." This Holy Week is an invitation to renew our thoughts, our beliefs, our attitudes, our daily connections and communion with the sacred, with the divine, with the Holy of Holies. To use this Holy Week as we enter into it as an opportunity to deepen like never before. I always believe that we can make small adjustments. There is no big or small in the eyes of the universe. I changed my playlists over. So this week, I will be in my gospel inspirational mood. For I know personally the music that really speaks to my soul. It shifts me into another dimension, one that, even in the busyness of this week, I know I need to be anchored in. So we are continuing with our investigations into archetypes, the symbols, the patterns that occur in every culture. They are rooted in the subconscious. And we learn more about ourselves as we can see and identify when both the light and the shadow, the various archetypes, are expressing in us or in others. I have certainly found it informative as I've been researching and investigating and seeing how the various archetypes show up in me. There are times there are one or two that are more predominant than others. And there are ones that I know I need to cultivate more. So this week the archetype is the jester, also known as the wise fool, the holy fool, the entertainer. And their primary role is resolving issues and things with kind of comic relief. We have an expression when we say something in a kind of a jesting way that there is many a true word that is said in jest. You see, jesters have a way of putting across truth and wisdom in a way that may seem particularly funny, but there is wisdom in it. And they are able to put across points of view and truth in humor that sometimes it's more digestible and easy for people to get than if they told them with a straight face. We know that historically the jesters were in the court. They were the court fools, but they were appreciated for their ability to perhaps tell the kings or the nobles truth, but to make it in such a fun way that they weren't offended. The jester archetype wildly enjoys life. They experience emotions to the maximum. They're usually in a good mood and like to make jokes all the time. They don't dwell on their problems. They use every opportunity to show their sense of humor. And sometimes they don't even take conversations seriously. The archetype of a jester was so known as the comedian, the entertainer, the fool, the practical joker, the provocateur, the prankster, the trickster. And they can help you and help others have fun and a good time. They can use their wit to be ingenious and resourceful. They can see the absurdity and hypocrisy as life in life and rise above it. As a holy fool, they can use a Zen way of just being. And they can satire when they're telling truth. One of my favorite, I guess, satirists would be the American George Carlin. George Carlin, and it's funny, I watched something the other week on Instagram. He had this ability to make audiences laugh, but he was also speaking truth to it. To whatever he was sharing, he wanted them to not only appreciate the humor, but the wisdom in it. A couple of quotes that I want to share that he used, it says, "Never argue with an idiot. They only bring you down to their level, and they can beat you because of their experience." He says, "Tell people there's an invisible man in the sky who created the universe, and the vast majority will believe you. Tell them that the paint is wet, and they have to touch it to be sure." And the one that I saw here on Instagram, I follow a group, they're atheists. I'm always intrigued about how atheists perceive and see the universe. And I was thinking about it this morning, that they're so staunchly in their belief that there is no God or higher power or existence. But I was always fascinated and curious as to how they can only accept one interpretation or belief system about the universe or the sacred, and make that their truth to which they want to refute all the time. And George Carlin said in this clip that I saw, he said, "Don't ask him to believe in God. He can believe in the sun as a God because he can see the sun every day and feel its benefits, its warmth on his body and its ability to grow the food, etc. But for some old man sitting in the sky, no. He won't give his energy to that." And it's one of the things that I am wanting for us to do on the Sunday Soul is to keep enlarging and expanding our belief and awareness of what we call God or the sacred or the holy of the holies or the divine beloved is. Not limited to anything that we may have perceived as we were growing up or that we've in-tuned with since we've on our journeys, but to keep an open mind, to keep ever aware and ready to keep expanding. Because remember, we are using finite consciousness to understand and comprehend that which is infinite consciousness. We're only now beginning to touch the tip of what that might be. When we think of the sacred texts and those that wrote them, their awareness and understanding was that of their time. As I like to remind people, electricity existed from the time of Noah or Moses, but they didn't, and we didn't have the consciousness then to utilize and bring it forth. And so it's to continuously, and that is what I'm enjoying about this awareness and understanding of the archetypes, to help us realize just how we as conscious beings are accessing various parts of our nature. So always we can look at the various characteristics of each archetype. And when we look at the jester archetype, we can see that they're innovative and they like to think outside of the box. They find it easy to make people laugh. They are playful and do things on the spur of the moment. They tend to break conventions and not respond well to authority. They can find it difficult to tell others about their true feelings, and easy to diffuse tense or stressful situations with wit and humor. And always, as I remind you, that these archetypes are in each and every one of us. So when we think of celebrities, we can think of like Ellen DeGeneres or Charlie Chaplin or Robin Williams or Jim Carrey. When we think of, because, as I said, everybody's utilizing these archetypes, when we look at brands, we can think of M&M's and the Muppets and Red Bull. When we think of films, we can think of Jim Carrey's character in The Mask or Sacha Baron Cohen's character in Borat, or for my generation, MASH. This archetype just uses comic relief to explore even darker themes as obsessions and tragedies and madness. And they can use their ability of wit and humor to tell truth. I want to also, as I do, is to share the negative traits. Always there's dualities, we know from our study of the 12 laws of the universe. We have the laws of duality, the laws of polarity. So if there is light, there will be shadow. So sometimes for the joker, the jester, the prankster, their humor can be very bitter, can be very cutting, and it can be very, let's say, harmful to others when they use it in that way. They can use their wit and their humor and their sharp tongue to depreciate someone. They can make, a situation and make it sarcastic, or they can be unreliable. Sometimes their ability to be frivolous can create complications. And sometimes their humor can be at the expense of someone else, or they overlook the importance of recognizing other people's feelings and needs. Whilst the jester, the fool, the prankster, the joker, this archetype can urge us to enjoy the business and busyness of life and living, we need to also recognize that this archetype can make us prone to be lazy, that we can keep postponing and putting things off. They invite us to play and how to turn work into perhaps the more mundane task into something a bit more fun, a bit more enjoyable. This archetype is a reminder for us to enjoy life. And it is with all of our archetypes, recognizing them in us and in others, so that we can truly heighten the parts that need heightening and working on the parts that need to be worked on. My sacred text to this morning from Job 8:21 says, "He will once again fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy." In Proverbs 17:22, "A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a broken spirit saps the person's strength." Our sacred text is reminding us that we need humor, we need cheerful, we need to be laughing, we need these things. My poem is entitled "Humor" by Massey Buele Nitsepo. There shouldn't pass 1 hour without humor in one's lifetime or lifespan. Some think there is no honor in humor. Some in their lives make humor a rumor. Some just don't understand the life brought by laughter. Humor makes life baggages lighter. Funny that laughter increases one's lifespan. Is it perhaps why it's called a funny bone? Ain't no happiness where one wears a frown. Life's baggages may weigh one down. Let it be a laughing matter. When triumph comes, true stories of laughter. Laughter with humor eliminates worries. Humor has started families. Humor has built friends. Humor has united countries. I say there is a lot of humor. Honor in humor. Hobbies in humor. Careers in humor. Wisdom in humor. My story this week, one of my favorite films, was played by Robin Williams, about the titular Dr. Patch Adams, who at the beginning of this film was struggling with his mental health. He was confined to a psychiatric ward due to his depression. He finds that it's in the patients and not the professionals who cure him. He then sets out on a long journey to become a doctor and open his own clinic, with plenty of pitfalls along the way. Patch Adams' unconventional and compassionate approach to healthcare sparked significant change and discussion, highlighting the need for empathy and humor in patient care. Adams founded the Gesundheit Institute, a visionary facility that focused on holistic and patient-centered care, challenging the impersonal and clinical healthcare model of the time. While Adams' methods have drawn some controversy and criticism in the medical community, his philosophy has inspired a more humanistic approach to medicine, encouraging healthcare professionals to prioritize the emotional well-being of patients. Fundamentally rooted in the real-life story of Dr. Hunter Doherty Adams, known as Patch Adams, he is a medical doctor and a social activist whose unconventional methods sparked significant change. Whilst the movie took creative liberties, it captured the essence of Patch Adams. He also produced something called Clown Care, also known as hospital clowning, a program in healthcare facilities that became popular in the 1980s. These clown doctors were specially trained and are part of hospitals around the world that help lift patients' spirits. Patch Adams was considered the very first clown doctor, and his advocacy for a compassionate healthcare system has not only influenced current medical practitioners, but also inspired future generations of healthcare professionals to consider the holistic well-being of their patients through clown care, marking a significant shift in the medical field's ethos. A true expression of the jester at work. So my science of mind reading is entitled Prayerful Play and Playful Prayer. The first quote is from Amy Bishop, who says, "All we need is a little more love, a little bit of trust and some pixie dust." From Ernest Holmes, the Holmes paper, "God sings all the songs, dances all the dances, paints all the pictures, creates all arts, writes every book, plays every game." The author writes, "Prayer is my favorite playtime. It's the best thing I can do for myself today. Prayer is the thing I wake up for, and most certainly prayer is my good night. The sweet embrace of a loving conversation and joyful expectancy to meet presence right where I am, is as sweet as my own breath. And just as my breath, prayer sustains my life and nourishes every cell of my being. I pray without ceasing and then luxuriate my mind with the communion of one. Prayer is the place where I find both holistic and comic relief. I pleasantly discover the true nature of spirit is play. And I freely join in the fun. My mind is always in prayer, and I recognize its simplicity. Prayer changes everything, and I am evidence of its truth. Every thought leads to substance, and I let myself be led to the substance of playfulness and peace. I see the miracles it awakens in me. I feel the magic in all my activities. I am one with my true self when I am in prayer. I raise my voice in joyful noise and surrender all my seriousness. I let go of all my neediness and give gratitude for the full cup already in my hand. I use spirit's sense of humor, and life unfolds before me with effortless grace. I fasten happiness in my chest and allow the fullness of spirit to burst joyfully through everything I am. I throw myself into a playful frenzy, affirming the goodness already known in God. I play in the wisdom of an infinite mind, and I play in the vastness of divine joy. And all of it is prayer. My beloveds, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within this morning's reflective meditation. As we enter into our Holy Week, this morning's reflection is an invitation to embrace all that Holy Week is about. So first, let us bring our attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion, allowing the thoughts that are constantly grabbing for attention just to settle. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." As we take the next three deep breaths in, let us be conscious and cognizant that we are breathing in the breath of the Almighty. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. For the third and final time, inhale. Hold. Holy Week, as I shared at the beginning, I believe began with Lazarus, who was dead, and whom Jesus delayed in attending
until it was 4 days after the fact. As he stood outside the stone of the grave, he raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, I thank thee, for thou hearest me always. I invite you to take a moment to reflect on all that you have to be grateful for. And you too affirm, Father, I thank thee, for thou hearest me always. Today, Palm Sunday, Jesus enters riding the colt, the donkey, sitting on his egoic nature. Take a moment to reflect on what thoughts, words, beliefs you need to sit upon. You need to allow your higher self to dominate. Affirm, I allow my Christ self to dominate my small self. And then we have a Holy Monday. Jesus enters into the temples and overturns the tables. Take a moment to reflect on what thoughts or words or practices or attitudes or beliefs need to be overturned in your consciousness. Affirm. I keep my mind purified and cleansed. Day 4, Holy Tuesday. Jesus returns to the temple to teach his last messages. Think about and reflect upon of all the teachings of Jesus, which one comes to mind immediately? Affirm. Let me be still and listen to the still small voice ever guiding me. Day 5, Holy Wednesday. Judas betrays Jesus. Think about, when have you betrayed spirit through a lack of trust or faith? Affirm. Strengthen my faith, that I may always trust that divine order is in order. Day 6, Maundy Thursday, we have the Last Supper. The disciples competing with who is the best, who is the greatest, who is. And take a moment to reflect on when have you been competing rather than cooperating. Affirm. May I love myself and others as I am loved by God. And and we have Good Friday, where many people were accusing Jesus falsely. And even on the cross, he could ask for forgiveness of them. Take a moment to reflect on anyone who you still have refused to forgive. Affirm, may I forgive myself and all those that I believe have wronged me. On day 8, Saturday, in the tomb, Jesus laid in the tomb where transformation happened and occurred. Take a moment to think and reflect what needs to be buried that is no longer serving you. Affirm. May I bury the past and all regrets so that I rise and live triumphantly. Now affirm. Beloved Mother, Father, God, this Palm Sunday, may I enter this holy week with an awareness each day of the Christ presence indwelling, and may I experience the peace that our Savior radiated throughout his ordeal, so that I may resurrect in faith, trust, and renewed awareness of my oneness with you. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the life force, the energy, the spirit, the mystery that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. Its center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this Palm Sunday, acknowledging and recognizing how we are to allow our true self, our higher self, to dominate our lower aspects of expression, those aspects of being that separate us from you, that make us forget truth, that allows our minds to wander and conjecture all manner of things that have no basis in spirit or truth. As we look at the various archetypes, let us remember to have a sense of humor and live this life with joy and fun, not to use our gifts to hurt or malign another. Mother, Father, God, this holy week as we enter into, let us be cognizant and conscious each day of what our teacher was sharing and presenting to us, so that we can come back to the remembrance that we are all children of the Most High God. Mother, Father, God, as we enter into this Holy Week. Let us be more determined in our connection and communion with you, so that we may truly at Good Friday crucify all the negative thoughts, feelings, beliefs, attitudes, ways of being, expressing that does not serve who we are as the divine expressions of your life, your presence, your power. Let us entomb anything and everything that needs to be buried, past thoughts of failures or regrets, so that we may resurrect into the consciousness, to the awareness, into the acceptance of our oneness with you. Divine Beloved, as always, we hold in our hearts our world, our beautiful world that you created for us, for all the strife, the trials, the tribulations that are happening, too numerous to mention, too overwhelming to recall. We surrender everything and everyone into this circle of love and prayer for its healing. For its healing emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, and any other ways that this world is in need of healing. Mother, Father, God, when my words are not adequate or too superfluous, I know you know what is in my heart. As you know what is in the hearts of each and every one here present and those that will listen later. So I ask that you bless and supply their needs as you continuously bless and supply my needs. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for affirmations and our abridged meditations. Now repeat after me our Science of Mind affirmation. I take time today.
I take time today
to play in the spirit.
To play in the spirit
of goodness and joy.
Of goodness and joy.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God.
I am the light of God.
Within and without. Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God, within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. Our rumination, Rumi this week says, and this is courtesy of our Costa Rican Sunday Solar, O sweet wind, passing over love's grass, blow in my direction, for the fragrance of love is my wish. My beloveds, just to remind you, we will have our Good Friday service this Friday, the 29th of March at 10 a.m., as well as our usual Sunday Soul Connection. My closing benediction, may the source of life hold you in the faith, the word of life speak clearly in truth around you, and the breath of life, of grace, of wisdom, sing in your innermost being this Palm Sunday and all your days. And so it is. So my closing song is from Hillsong Worship, entitled Hosanna. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Oh,
Oh, my beloveds, I wish you a very happy Palm Sunday. I look forward to joining you on Friday for our Good Friday service. Have a blessed and peaceful Holy Week. Until, peace and blessings.